I am life, you've been waiting for your chance.
It's getting flooded. A friend of mine over there told me yesterday over 400, almost 500,000 people are without power. A lot of people have had their homes ruined from flooding. This flooding going on down in Texas. It's been raining pretty much nonstop in the Round Rock area since January. Literally, almost every single day it's been cloudy, raining. Areas that usually do get rain are getting droughts. It's just really bizarre stuff. You got to wonder. And then, of course, earthquakes all over the place. Pretty major ones. Japan, Argentina. What was the other one? I can't even keep up with it anymore. Just, I guess somebody said San Francisco in the past couple weeks, I guess, had a not too bad. It was a 4 point something, bad enough. But, you know, just everywhere you're looking, it's just everything's coming apart at the seams. I do have to point out that the same ELF frequencies that are used to manipulate the weather can and have also been used to incite earthquakes. It's the same technology, so you do with that as you will. But I have to wonder. Oh, and in the midst of all that, we have the good news assured to us, not only by Mr. Chertoff and his gut feelings, but the Homeland General yesterday said that it could be any day now we're going to get an attack. A spectacular one. Ooh, I can't wait. Anything spectacular sounds very inviting. If you have big Halliburton stocks and have no conscience, I suppose that's true. Anyway, we got a good guest coming on today. Joshua Kaur is a journalist. He's written all kinds of articles, but I guess the big one that really put him on the map was one he wrote for The Nation about an injured Iraqi vet who was denied coverage. So we'll be talking about that, along with some of the other articles that he's been writing since. He's a really interesting investigative journalist, cutting to the core of some of these otherwise unreported stories that you're certainly not going to hear about on Fox or ABC, CBS, NBC at all. I wonder why. Anyway, before we go to him, before we go to our first break, as always, let me go over a few quick items here. Once again, guys, we're offering the Aaron Russo DVD, Freedom to Fascism. You can get that by calling 800-724-2719 or by going to the website republicbroadcasting.org. Or, again, you can send your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302. And that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If anybody's interested in getting any of my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, New World Disorder, any of my religious rants, and in coming weeks and months I'll be posting more books, including my alternative view of the distant past. People have been asking me left and right about that. That will be coming shortly, I should say, before too long. But it's kind of gotten pushed back a little bit because I've been adding more stuff to it, and then I got to go through and edit it. You can get that by going to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Search for my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you can get the books that way. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back with Joshua Kaur's. What it's done to me, lose the love I knew, safely lead me.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to True Thirds Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Par for the course here on True Threats. The guest is not available. He didn't indicate that I needed to call him. He sounded like everything was all set to go, so I didn't. I really need to make that. I keep saying that I never do it, but oh well. Anyway, we may not be getting the guest today. In which case, I'll just have to go on one of my rants, I guess. Oh well, whatever. Anyway, I wanted to mention, too, when you go to the Lulu website, a wonderful little neocon piece of trash friend of mine from Pal Talk spent, obviously the person has no life, I guess, has nothing better to do, spent a considerable amount of time recently posting a bunch of reviews of one of my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, which, of course, the loser never read, nor would he, because he already knows 9/11 is an inside job, but because he's probably on the payroll of Homeland Security, decided to undertake the task of writing some really pretty derogatory remarks, including vulgarity. Well, what more could you expect from a Bush-supporting piece of inhuman, traitorous, fascist trash? Anyway, I haven't had the time yet. I got to call Lulu and get them deleted. But hopefully anybody who goes there and reads that will see through it for what it is, especially with the vulgarity. I was glad that he had the decency to expose himself with the piece of trash that he really is by putting the vulgarity on there so that people will not give any credence to what he has to say. But anyway, just so you know when you go there what you're dealing with, the reviews, every single one of them are written by the same person, and I'm pretty sure I know exactly who it is, and just so you won't be bothered by that. I'm hoping to get that, taken care of here pretty soon. Anyway, but anybody who has purchased my books, if you have some time, maybe you could write, it doesn't have to be positive, but hopefully it won't be that negative. You could go ahead and write a review. You know, that's just how these neocon pieces of filth work. And by the way, he signed every one of them with a name of, you know, some of my friends on Pal Talk. You know, using fictitious phony names like it was them writing the reviews. So just to show you how incredibly sleazy these neocons are, folks, this is how they operate. They have no semblance of human decency or scruples. They're not even human. They're absolutely monstrosities from hell. I mean, they're just evil, devoid of conscience, pieces of trash. I can't say enough about them. I don't think there are words in the English language adequate enough to describe these people. Anybody who would expend any amount of time at all defending mass murdering, lying, White House stealing, election rigging fraud artists have got to be fraud artists themselves, and of course they are. I tell you, this world has some beautiful people in it, but it's also got a lot of trash. Fortunately, they are in a small and ever-shrinking minority, you know, people who would defend Bush. But, you know, you only need a few bad eggs to spoil the bunch, or bad apples, as they say. Well, there you go. There's only a few million of them, I think, in this country, hopefully, but that's all you need. That's a few million too many. I think we got to take these people and ship them all off to China. Anyway, so since the guest is not available, they're going to keep trying at the studio. He might make it here the second hour, I don't know, but if not, don't worry, there's plenty of stuff here to talk about. In fact, let me go into some news anyway, up until the break, and then I'll figure out after that if I'm going to actually do one of the shows that I've been working on ahead of time, or maybe I'll just go off into some Bushisms and some other little doodads I've got here. But news items, lots of interesting stuff, guys, coming out the past few days. I mentioned, in fact, the bizarre weather we've been having around the world, the bizarre occurrences of pretty significant earthquakes and tremors. Makes you wonder here what's going on. Well, I don't wonder. I know they're playing with their little high-tech toys. But anyway, here's another item. Actually, I mentioned this, too, before the break. Homeland General Victor Jean Renouart says attack could happen any day, that it's imminent. So, and then you had the same thing, of course, from Mr. Chertoff. His gut feeling. It's going to happen this summer. And, of course, he's updated his prediction now. I guess while gazing into his crystal ball the other night, it came to him now, very specific gut feeling, that it's going to involve a dual attack in two major cities. In fact, he named the two cities, L.A. and San Fran. Unbelievable. They can't stop it, but they know exactly where it's going to be, and it's going to be imminent in the next few days. Oh, the intelligence is so vaguely accurate, isn't it? I mean, come on, folks. These guys are behind all of this crap. All of the orange alerts are fake. All of the terrorist arrests are fake. The terrorist attacks are fake. They're behind them all. That's why their gut feelings are so accurate, guys. They're planning them. Who doesn't know that by now? I mean, come on. Even the neocons themselves are just playing dumb. They know exactly what's going on. Seriously, who doesn't know at this point that all of this stuff is fake? Fake president, fake elections, fake attacks, fake terrorist arrests, fake Bin Laden videos, fake Zarqawi videos. What isn't fake? What isn't a lie? What isn't a scam, a fraud? Everything from this administration has been a complete lying fraud. But nevertheless, that doesn't stop them. They keep touting the lies and hoping somebody's going to believe. But nobody's believing them anymore. We all laugh in your face, neocons, and all your little whores in the media. Okay? You're not fooling anybody anymore. Try as you may, nobody's buying it. So just crawl back in your hole and dry up and blow away in the wind. Anyway, meant to throw that phone out the door there. let's see. This was interesting. I saw this the other day. Mike Moore calls for impeachment of the president. In fact, here was a statement he made. I think we need a trial in this country where Mr. Cheney and Mr. Bush would be brought up on charges for causing the deaths of so many people. Interesting. Again, I'm not a Mike Moore fan. Personally, I don't trust the guy, but I've got to commend statements like that. Regardless what you think of the man, that's certainly a welcoming statement to make. Of course, guys, who wouldn't love to see Bush and Cheney impeached and removed? In fact, the whole administration. But again, you know, that's not the solution by any means, obviously. What good will it do to remove those monkeys when the real string pullers behind the curtain are still going to be there pulling the strings? Though I would like that and welcome such a thing, that's only step one. What you have to do is remove the entire control mechanism, get rid of the lobbyist groups, disband the Council on Foreign Relations, remove all the, you know, cut all the connection strings between Wall Street and Washington. Absolutely, every single one of them. You'd have to shut down, you know, break up the monopolies of all the Fortune 500 companies. Get rid of the UN, ship them off to China. Get rid of the Federal Reserve, the IRS, which of course is what Ron Paul is proposing. But it's quite a monumental task. It's not going to be done in one day. I mean, let's face it, they've been at this for, in high speed for over 100 years. I mean, you could argue they've been doing it for longer than that, and they have. But the real major steps down, the major moves that have taken us down the road of fascism have taken them over 100 years. So you're not going to undo the damage they've done in a short time. So, you know, impeachment, obviously, really, is just window dressing. So, you know, Mike Moore can say that and it's great, but, you know, let's get to the real heart of the matter, the real problems. That's not going to change much, really, of anything. It might buy us some time and put a little fear in them so that they'll be a little more careful what they do and recognize that, you know, the spotlight's on them. We know the pieces of trash. I can't say enough about them. I don't think there are words in the English language adequate enough to describe these people. Anybody who would expend any amount of time at all defending mass murdering, lying, White House stealing, election rigging fraud artists have got to be fraud artists themselves. And of course they are. I tell you, this world has some beautiful people in it. But it's also got a lot of trash. Fortunately, they are in a small and ever-shrinking minority. You know, people who would defend Bush. But, you know, you only need a few bad eggs to spoil the bunch, or bad apples, as they say. Well, there you go. There's only a few million of them, I think, in this country, hopefully. But that's all you need. That's a few million too many. Maybe we ought to take these people and ship them all off to China. Anyway, so since the guest is not available, they're going to keep trying at the studio. He might make it here the second hour, I don't know. But if not, don't worry, there's plenty of stuff here to talk about. In fact, let me go into some news anyway, up until the break, and then I'll figure out after that if I'm going to actually do one of the shows that I've been working on ahead of time, or maybe I'll just go off into some Bushisms and some other little doodads I've got here. But news items, lots of interesting stuff, guys, coming out the past few days. I mentioned, in fact, the bizarre weather we've been having around the world, the bizarre occurrences of pretty significant earthquakes and tremors. Makes you wonder here what's going on. Well, I don't wonder. I know they're playing with their little high-tech toys. But anyway, here's another item. Actually, I mentioned this, too, before the break. Homeland General Victor Jean Renouart says attack could happen any day, that it's imminent. So, and then you had the same thing, of course, from Mr. Chertoff. His gut feeling. It's going to happen this summer. And, of course, he's updated his prediction now, I guess, while gazing into his crystal ball the other night. It came to him now, very specific gut feeling, that it's going to involve a dual attack in two major cities. In fact, he named the two cities, L.A. and San Fran. Unbelievable. They can't stop it. But they know exactly where it's going to be, and it's going to be imminent in the next few days. Oh, the intelligence is so vaguely accurate, isn't it? I mean, come on, folks. These guys are behind all of this crap. All of the orange alerts are fake. All of the terrorist arrests are fake. The terrorist attacks are fake. They're behind them all. That's why their gut feelings are so accurate, guys. They're planning them. Who doesn't know that by now? I mean, come on. Even the neocons themselves are just playing dumb. They know exactly what's going on. Seriously, who doesn't know at this point that all of this stuff is fake? Fake president, fake elections, fake attacks, fake terrorist arrests, fake Bin Laden videos, fake Zarqawi videos. What isn't fake? What isn't a lie? What isn't a scam, a fraud? Everything from this administration has been a complete lying fraud. But nevertheless, that doesn't stop them. They keep touting the lies and hoping somebody's going to believe, but nobody's believing them anymore. We all laugh in your face, neocons, and all your little whores in the media. Okay? You're not fooling anybody anymore. Try as you may, nobody's buying it. So just crawl back in your hole and dry up and blow away in the wind. Anyway, to throw that phone out the door there. let's see. This was interesting. I saw this the other day. Mike Moore calls for impeachment of the president. In fact, here was a statement he made. I think we need a trial in this country where Mr. Cheney and Mr. Bush would be brought up on charges for causing the deaths of so many people. Interesting. Again, I'm not a Mike Moore fan. Personally, I don't trust the guy, but I've got to commend statements like that. Regardless what you think of the man, that's certainly a welcoming statement to make. Of course, guys, who wouldn't love to see Bush and Cheney impeached and removed? In fact, the whole administration. But again, you know, that's not the solution by any means, obviously. What good will it do to remove those monkeys when the real string pullers behind the curtain are still going to be there pulling the strings? Though I would like that and welcome such a thing, that's only step one. What you have to do is remove the entire control mechanism, get rid of the lobbyist groups, disband the Council on Foreign Relations, remove all the, you know, cut all the connection strings between Wall Street and Washington. Absolutely, every single one of them. You'd have to shut down you know, break up the monopolies of all the Fortune 500 companies, get rid of the UN, ship them off to China, get rid of the Federal Reserve, the IRS, which of course is what Ron Paul is proposing, but it's quite a monumental task. It's not going to be done in one day. I mean, let's face it, they've been at this for in high speed for over 100 years. I mean, you could argue they've been doing it for longer than that, and they have, but the real major steps down, the major moves that have taken us down the road of fascism have taken them over 100 years. So you're not going to undo the damage they've done in a short time. So, you know, impeachment obviously really is just window dressing. So, you know, Mike Moore can say that, and it's great, but, you know, let's get to the real heart of the matter, the real problems. That's not going to change much, really, of anything. It might buy us some time and put a little fear in them so that they'll be a little more careful what they do and recognize that, you know, the spotlight's on them. We know the game, and we're not going to stand for it. We'll get them to back off. But, you know, unfortunately, the mentality in this country is, oh, good, we got rid of Bush, okay. And go back to sleep. Absolutely not. I mean, look at the revolution, you know. The public, for a very long time after that revolution, was awake. They didn't go back into their peaceful slumber. Okay, we won freedom. All right, let's go back to sleep, guys. Now we're all set. We can just kick our feet back and never have to worry again because our politicians are going to uphold these freedoms we just won. Are you kidding me? There were forces right there waiting to pounce as soon as the Republic was established and the Constitution was in place, ready to pounce and trash that thing. I mean, the Federalists were rabid power mongers trying to seek to turn Washington into a powerhouse where all, you know, power was concentrated there. And I mean, they you know, Hamilton, he wanted total power in Washington. He wanted a basic dictatorship. You don't just win freedom and then sit back and, you know, relax. You win freedom and then you maintain that vigilance to maintain that freedom. It's a constant fight, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Welcome back to Truth Earth Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Yeah, I don't know. It's looking like this guy isn't probably going to show up today. Oh, well. I'll call this Filler's Day. I'm just going to go over a bunch of... how about Hodgepodge Day? I got a bunch of fillers here. I'm just going to make it a hodgepodge of... interesting, nonetheless, a bunch of little tidbits. I'm going to share some more Bushisms. Those are always fun. I'll give you some of my poetic ramblings. In past years, I've actually had written quite a few poems. Haven't done that probably for about 10 years now, but I wrote literally hundreds of them. So little anecdotal type poems. I'll share a few of those with you throughout the course of the show here. But I want to cover a few more news items. Jeez. Wish you could shut those things off when you're doing live radio. Anyway, this was interesting. I saw this, I think, yesterday. Congress says P2P networks harm national security. Yeah. You got any more little fairy tales you want to share with us, little Congress boys? Let's get to the real bottom of this one, guys, okay? Congress loves to get their pockets fattened with generous contributions from big business. Big business doesn't like that P2P file-sharing networks take money away from them. So now they've got to turn this into a national security. You know, you guys, you're going to have to come up with a better excuse other than national security, okay? Because in case you haven't noticed, you really wore that one out. It ranks up there with the Zionist movement and their anti-Semitic claims. When you talk against the Holocaust, mass murdering of the Palestinians by the Israeli government, okay? It's not anti-Semitism to talk against mass murder, and it's not national security to share Led Zeppelin songs on P2P networks, okay? Knock it off! Don't you just want to take your hand and just smack these people collectively right across the... Oh, I'm telling you, man, they're such absolute pieces of trash. We know you love big money and big business, and that's all you're interested in. We're not interested, quite frankly, in you and your big business boys. In fact, let's create an army of shuttles and just ship them over to Mars or something. No, better yet, let's not do that to poor planet Mars. It's pretty peaceful and quiet out there. Let's have them be the first people to explore the sun. Okay, we'll land them on the sun, and if they survive, great. They can radio back to us and tell us what the environment is like there. But if not, well, that's just too bad. I don't think the universe would mourn too much over their loss. Oh, these people make me sick to my stomach. P2P is a threat to national security. Oh, now, how is that? Would you care to explain that one to us, Congress? I could use a good laugh. This is disgusting. Coral Springs boy, 7 years old, on no-fly list, has been delayed at airport 3 times. Well, you know, hey, if P2P file sharing can be a threat to national security, I guess a 7-year-old boy could, too. 3 times has been delayed. I don't know what's more ridiculous, the fact that this little kid winds up on the list, or the fact that the bozos at Homeland Security, or TSA, would actually... delay and detain this kid. man, are we in the twilight zone here or what? Another item yesterday, Corey Rowe arrested for deserting the army. Has nothing to do with his 9/11 derogatory film there, Loose Change. No, there's no connection there whatsoever. It's just that he was deserting the army. Yeah. Well, you'll be happy to know they let him go because, of course, the whole thing's a complete fraud. I think I mentioned this yesterday, but a little reminder. The FBI is seeking recruits for to be informants. So great job opportunity there, guys. If you have no conscience and you happen to be a fascist, traitorous pig, give the FBI a call. Send in your resume. Oh, wow, what a job opportunity that is. I bet there's great kickback benefits. After all, they spare no expense at our expense. I'm sure they'll pay big, fat, six-figure incomes for that one. Sell your country out. Earn big bucks today. Why not? I mean, Bill O'Reilly's getting $6 million a year to do it. Mr. Limbaugh's getting $5 million. Trash. FBI proposes building a whole network of these people, by the way. Network of informants is how the article read. Sydney, I think, did I mention the Sydney Morning Herald reported the other day? Yeah, I think I did mention this. U.S. says Iraq rebel, a rebel head is an invention. You know, they made up this fake story. They actually hired an Iraqi actor to play the part for these, you know, fake videotapes that they were releasing. Unbelievable. I mean, like, we actually need them to tell us this. You know, we need them to admit this. We know they're doing it, but here it is, guys. They're actually coming out now. They're not denying it. They're admitting it. Maybe they're boasting about it. Maybe they're proud of that. I don't know. But same thing last year. You know, the Washington Post, I think it was April 10th last year, had a whole article about the Pentagon engaged in a major domestic propaganda campaign involving the role of Zarqawi that he played in this insurgency in Iraq. So they were admitting. A bunch of Pentagon people came forward and admitted it too and presented documents to prove it, that the whole Zarqawi thing was just blown way out of proportion. It was all propaganda. Anyway, guys, quick break. Stick with us. We'll be right back. I'll read some of my poetic ramblings. I think you'll find them pretty interesting.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is Lance Keltner, and I firmly support Ron Paul as next president of the United States. That's why myself and New Disaster will be rocking San Antonio in support of Ron. It's going to be a great day of music. Don't miss it.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
Hi, I'm David White of the Glorious Dregs, and I support Ron Paul for president in 2008. Please join us when the Ron Paul Revolution sweeps through San Antonio on Saturday, July 28th.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
On Truth Hurts Radio. Anybody has any questions or comments, or, you know, doesn't have to pertain to anything I'm talking about, just anything new you found out about or whatever. Or if you're just bored of listening to me ramble and you want to break up the monotony, you can just give us a call here. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Give me a call and wrap away. Anyway, I thought I'd share some of my poems here from time to time. I'll be doing that, filling in here and there when there's dead air like this, when guests don't show up. Boy, this, I think I can almost set my clock by this here. It's becoming a pattern. Anyway, I got this one I wrote called Go Along with the Crowd, which seems to be quite the norm these days. People just don't want to be their own person. Don't want to think or act independently. They just want to swim with the tide. Don't want to ruffle any feathers. Boy, those people are a dime a dozen, aren't they? It's pretty sickening. And it's not that they don't have problems with what the tide is doing or where the tide is going necessarily, although there are those that don't. They just don't think. They don't care. Oh, okay, that's the popular way to go. All right, I'll jump aboard. But then there are those who at least suspect something's wrong, but they don't care. They'll go along with it anyway, just because it's popular. They don't want to lose their popularity. They don't want to be deemed a rebel or a heretic or unpatriotic or whatever. So anyway, with those people in mind, certainly ran into enough of them in my lifetime. So it's with them in mind that I wrote this poem. Go along with the crowd. For that's where you belong. The majority must be right. How could they all be wrong? Go along with the crowd, and you'll have an easy ride. But if you don't go along with them, you'll be swimming against the tide. Go along with the crowd and their popular self-pleasing path. But don't ever talk of self-denial, lest you incite their wrath. yeah, people love, you know, to indulge in selfish acts today. That's all they do. Hooray for me, the heck with everybody else. That's, you know, they just think of themselves. Go along with the crowd, and they'll not make fun of you. But don't you step out on your own. You must think, talk, and act as they do. You ever notice that? People love you. You'll win a popularity contest if you go along with whatever, you know, is popular. And again, that's why people do it, for the most part. They just don't want to lose their friends. But the truth is, if having to be phony, having to be someone that you're not, is what it takes to keep them as friends, do you really want them as friends? But then again, if you engage in those kind of activities in the first place, you're a phony. So I guess you do want those people as your friends, because you're a phony just like them. I mean, it's... you know, I hate to say it, but it's true. Most people actually operate this way. Most people. Most people are phonies. Let's face it. They put up this front. And, you know, that's why when you go to a party, don't get me wrong, you know, I drink on occasion myself, but I don't need to drink to have a good time or to be sociable. But most people do. They're a bunch of stiffs. They can't loosen up. They can't be friendly because they're a bunch of snobby or just plain stiff, unsociable, you know, hooray for me, the heck with you kind of creatures. And so they don't know how to be genuinely friendly. It's not in them. They've become so hardened over the years, you know, that corporate mentality. Crush everybody underneath you. The people have lost their conscience, lost their humanity. So in order to loosen up and, quote, be fun at a party and socialize, they have to get drunk. It's really sad. You know, most people are like that. They really are. They can't just have fun and be genuinely friendly and open and straightforward, whatever. They have to get, you know, be drinking to loosen up, to have a good time. And then, of course, they don't remember half of what they did the next day. Oh, I had a good time last night. Oh, really? What'd you do? Well, I don't really remember, but it was a great time. That's fun. Whatever. But, you know, this is how most people are. Anyway, a couple more verses in the poem here. Go along with the crowd, and you will have friends galore. But just mention following the truth, and you will have friends no more. Go along with the crowd, and you will be wined and dined. But don't forget that to follow the world, you must leave your conscience behind. And that's just what they do, isn't it? You know, most people today, you know, society breeds this. They create this division among workers, and especially among the help and the supervisors. I remember this one company I worked for. They actually sent a memo around. My supervisor was pretty cool. He didn't like a lot of the politics, and he actually showed me the memo. They sent a memo around to all the supervisory staff telling them not to get too friendly with the help. Don't associate with them outside the workplace, and when you associate with them in the workplace, make it just strictly business. Unbelievable. And, you know, a lot of companies do this. They want this division, this, you know, fear among the workers and, you know, toward the supervisory staff, deliberately creating these divisions. So that's got a lot to do with why people have become so stiff. I'm telling you, look, guys, look what they've done to us. We've become a people that are divided. There's no trust. Well, that, to a large extent, there's a good reason for that. You can't trust a lot of people today. But still, I mean, remember the days not too long ago? You didn't have to lock your doors. You knew your neighbors knew you. You trusted them, they trusted you. You know, most neighborhoods today, people don't even know their neighbors. I don't know half my neighbors. I'm not so sure I even want to, but, you know, this is all by design. They've demoralized people, degraded their humanity with the entertainment media, particularly, but even now with the news media. They've just created this, believe me, they have some very unscrupulous and devious, brilliant minds that have been working on this, psychologists, psychiatrists, to come up with ways to subtly influence people without them knowing it. It's not actually very subtle, but subtle in the sense that you don't know what's taking place, at least the average person doesn't, that they're being manipulated, that their moral standards are being degraded. It's really sad what's become of society, folks, and this is why the Bushites knew that they would be able to get away with the stuff they're pulling. This is why they pulled it now. They figured, okay, we've had several decades worth of dumbing down, doping up. Let's give it a test. Let's see how much we can get away with. And the more that they've gotten away with, the more stuff they pull. That's been their tactic ever since 9/11. Wow, we pulled that off. Okay, let's try this, let's try that. You know, now you got your North American Union. Stuff that's been on the agenda for a long time. But stuff that they just felt they had to wait on because the public wasn't lulled to sleep enough to get away with it. But now, you know, Bush steals the election. Hey, in fact, the stolen election of 2000, I think, is what gave them hope. To pull off 9/11. Hey, look at that. We did it. We had the Supreme Court come out and declare this guy president. Nobody complained. Nobody demanded him. All right. Maybe, yeah, let's see if we can get away with 9/11. Oh, my heavens, we did. All right. It's open season now. And so you've seen them pull all this other stuff. Massive hemorrhaging of our jobs, rewarding companies with tax breaks to go over to China, to India. Driving up the national debt, driving up the, the deficit spending to levels just unheard of in this country's history. Look at all the stuff they're pulling, guys. It's because initially nobody said anything about the stolen election. I'm telling you right now, if this country had gotten out of their coma and complained and demanded that this guy be removed from office, that he's not the legitimate president, he doesn't have legitimate leadership powers in this country, if people had done that, they wouldn't have pulled off 9/11. No way. They would have seen, oh, geez. All right, we got to hold off on this. There's no way we're going to get away with 9/11. We can't even steal the election. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm telling you guys. So keep remaining apathetic, America. Keep sitting back and not doing anything. All the crimes that this scoundrel has pulled, you know, obviously he's not popular anymore. The majority of people are allied against him. But do you think that's going to stop him? It doesn't matter. They don't care about your opinion. They don't care, obviously. Look at how they're conducting themselves. They know the war isn't popular. People want out. It's not changing, is it? Of course not. Congress doesn't care because they're seeing that we don't care, obviously. Or if we do, we're not doing anything about it, so it doesn't matter. They don't care if we care. As long as we're not doing anything about it, they're going to continue to up the ante. They're not only going to continue with business as usual, yeah, they're going to up the ante. Things are going to get worse. Oh, I don't know what it's going to take, but anyway, what a condition we're in. Here's another poem I wrote. I like this one. I call it The Feather. Depending on how and where the wind blows, that is where the feather goes. Whether here or whether there, the feather will blow anywhere. It doesn't think for itself. It just lies still. Thus the wind can blow it wherever it will. And the feather never really shows concern which direction the wind may turn. Since the wind directs its flow, no telling where this feather will go. That's how many people do you know like that? Boy, probably be easier to count the people I don't know that are like that. Almost everybody in this country, and this goes along with what I was just saying, people go with the flow. They follow the crowd. Where's that spirit of revolution, guys, that was in this country back in the late 18th century? Where'd it go? Where were these people who were not going to stand for the cursed abusers, for the exploiters, the tyrants, the oppressors? You know, where is it? For that matter, where's the spirit of Kent State just a few decades ago? 3-4 decades ago. Where did that go? What happened to those people? What happened to that spirit? How can we, in just such a short time, it's astonishing, isn't it? Again, with what has gone on in entertainment media. And I have to say, probably that, more than anything else, I think people are influenced by. Because people look up to their idols in Hollywood, and when they see them acting certain ways, embracing certain attitudes in the sitcoms and the movies, they tend to parrot it. So, you know, this is all by design. They have scientifically, systematically stripped the American people of their scruples, their morality. Churchill once made a very true and important statement. He said, there's no quicker way to overthrow a nation than to debauch its moral standards. You know, you don't have to launch a missile or fire a bullet or shoot an arrow or what. You don't have to engage in physical warfare to take a country over. All you have to do is gain control of its media, hijack its political system by bribing its corrupt leaders, and they've certainly done that, and you have your takeover. And, of course, hijack its monetary system. They've done all these things, guys. There's been a coup d'etat in this country. Actually, there's been several. We had the financial coup d'etat, of course, in 1913, taking over the Federal Reserve. But in the years following that, we've had a coup of our media. Not long after, in fact, the establishment of the Federal Reserve, the Rockefeller Foundation began buying up major newspapers around the country in 1915. And it's been all downhill from there. You know, we've had a coup of our education system. Education system has been hijacked. So, I mean, across the board, we've had all these mini coups. Collectively, it has amounted to a complete takeover. You know, the real hijacking of education in this country, as far as the influence goes, that goes back to the late 19th century, pretty much from the beginning. But as far as the real takeover, concentrating power over it in Washington, that began under LBJ. His 1965 Education Act there gave the federal government, for the first time, major control over education. Prior to that time, things were still controlled locally, and they realized to really get a grip on this, where, you know, we have to pass legislation. But understand, such legislation is not legal. It's not constitutional. The Constitution, guys, is very specific as to the powers given to the federal government, primarily, you know, just for the job of the federal government is just to see to it that the Constitution is upheld in the various states, you know, to handle defense matters. Congress is given power to organize a postal service, you know, the very limited powers. And then the Constitution goes on to state this: any other powers not mentioned herein are to be relegated to the people and the states. In other words, anything beyond what's stated here, the federal government is to not have any jurisdiction over. Such jurisdictions belong in the hands, again, of local and state governments. So, because the Constitution does not mention power to set up a national education system and to dictate policies regarding education, since the Constitution doesn't give power to Congress to do that, Congress, guess what, is denied such powers. So when they pass their No Child Left Behind Act or Goals 2000 or the IDEA Act of Clinton there, Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, what a fraud that is. Whenever they pass these federal education bills, they don't have power to do it, and therefore these bills aren't even law. They're null and void. They're absolutely antagonistic to the Constitution. This is what's happened, guys. They orchestrated a coup of our education system, a coup of the media, a coup of our banking system, a coup of the government itself. So now we're in a point where our country is literally run by foreigners. And I'm not talking necessarily about people from other countries. I'm talking about people who are foreign to the American system. We've been hijacked by a foreign power. And you can say that literally as well as figuratively. I mean, most of your prime stockholders of the Federal Reserve are foreign. They're not even Americans, guys. What a scam. All right, stick with us. We'll be right back.